Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And you know about scrolls. I won't go into that much. You know about that. As you unwrap it, they don't read them this way. They go this way. Okay, and it's wrapped with seven seals. It's sealed with seven seals, probably has a string tied around it like they did back then. And back in those days when these scrolls were read, that they were, before they after they were closed, they put like a piece of clay or something on the end of the scroll, and then they would they'd close it with a signet or a ring of the king or emperor or whoever it was, and that no one could open that scroll unless it was that king or emperor, somebody with authority that could open the scroll. Are you following? Well, the man with all the authority is fixing to open the scroll. It belongs to him, these seven seals. Matter of fact, I learned something this week reading some more. According to Roman law, when a will or testament, this was in Jesus' days, when a will or testament was read, for instance, when all the Neros and the Caesars and all that, they had a will, it had to be read seven times before it was legal. Had to read it over and over seven times before it became legal as law of land, which I find very interesting. Not that it has anything to do with seven seals, because God is the author of it all, but it's interesting how they would read a will seven times before it became legal in the Roman government. Well, Jesus takes this scroll from the hand of God. In verse number 2, well, we see the picture in verse number 1. That's the picture. We're going to see this. We're going to be present when this takes place. But verse number 2 through number 4, I want you to see there's a big problem. Not only is there a picture, there's a huge problem. Verse number 2, I saw a strong angel. Who this angel is, I do not know. The Bible does not say. I'm not even going to speculate. Some people think it's Michael. Some people think it's Gabriel. I have no clue. The Bible just identifies him as a strong angel, proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book. Look at this next phrase. Neither even worthy to look thereon. Couldn't even look at it. In verse number 4, I wept much. John was just, literally, he began, the word wept means he sobbed, violently sobbing. Because no man was found worthy to open the and to read the book, neither to look thereon. Here it is, the title deed to the universe. Redemption for the whole world is at hand, and nobody's worthy to open it. We can't, which includes us, by the way. None of us are worthy. I heard a song for the first time this week. I listen to gospel music all the time. First time I ever heard it. And I don't remember who sang it. But it's talking about how God could use somebody like me who's so unworthy, but God could use even the lowest of the low and make something good out of them. The song was God could use a fish. You ever heard of Jonah and the well? God used a fish to his glory. God used a jackass. Remember Balaam? That was in the song, kind of a different word in the words. I'm just kind of paraphrasing. If God could use a fish, a well, if God could use a jackass, God could use me. But yet in the song was how unworthy I am. Why me? Why me? None of us are worthy. Who am I that the king would bleed and die for? Who am I? No man is worthy. I mean, from the time of Adam to the last person that ever lived will be on the face of this earth and they'd be redeemed standing before Jesus Christ. None of us are worthy. It's by God's grace that we're even able to stand here this morning. By the way, hadn't God been so good to us? I thought about this morning, and again, I don't want to get into my message this morning, but this past year has really been, again, the past 2 years have been a difficult year for a lot of people. It's been but through it all, hasn't God been good? And yet through it all, we're still not worthy of what he's done for us and what God is doing in our life. We are not worthy, never will we ever be worthy. And here it is, we're in God's presence, and John begins to weep because no man was found worthy to open the seals, and if those seals are not open, all hope would be lost. Who could redeem this earth, the universe, if the seal, that title deed to the universe, it couldn't be, if it couldn't be redeemed, we're going to look at that. That's what it was all about, redemption. So there was a huge problem. There are none righteous, no, not one. And I have a note in here. He redeemed me. I was guilty with nothing to say, but he redeemed me. I was lost, but mercy walked in. Man, praise God for his grace and his mercy. Well, there was a big problem. We see the picture. We see a problem. And then, praise God, we see the person. Verse number 5. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. The right person come along. He was there, and it's Jesus Christ. We see he's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's referred to this in Genesis 49, verses 9 and 10. Also in Isaiah, he's referred to, Jesus Christ is referred to as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's the powerful one. When we think of the lion, you know, he's the strong and often called the king of the beast. Well, he's pictured as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And this shows his kingship, the powerful one. He's able, he has all authority and all power to open those seals. Why? Because he's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's also known as the Root of David in this verse. He's not only the powerful one, he's the proper one. He's the proper one. The Lion of the tribe of Judah showed his kingship. The Root of David showed his kinship. You've heard in the past about a kinsman redeemer. You know the story about Ruth, and I won't go into that, but the importance of a kinsman redeemer, how somebody either lost a land or something, and a near relative could come back and buy that land, as the case was in the case of Ruth. Remember the story of Ruth? Lost her husband, and then went to the husband, the brother of the husband, to buy his, Boaz went to the brother and said, well, will you buy that piece of property? You're the next of kin. But to go along with that, he had to marry Ruth. Remember that? The brother. It'd be her brother-in-law. It'd be, okay? And he said, no, I don't want that piece of property. I'm happily married. One woman's enough for me. I'm paraphrasing. And the thought, well, I'm not marrying Ruth, okay? And Boaz said, I'll do it. And he went and he bought that land. He was a relative. He wasn't the next kin, but he was the next in line. Did I say that right? Boaz. Yeah, Ruth and Boaz. He bought that land. He had authority. He had the money to do it. He paid the redemption price, and he was the next of kin. The kinsman redeemer. Jesus Christ fits that mold. As the kinsman, he had all authority. He had the ability. He paid the price. What price did Jesus pay? The blood on Calvary. Thank God for the blood. We're going to always remember the blood. Even for eternity, we're going to remember the blood. Matter of fact, let me jump down to verse number 9. Let me just show this to you. And they sung a new song saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood. Notice the angels cannot sing this song. Only us as redeemed can sing this song. The angels were not saved. There are no saved angels, okay? They were on probation. I won't get into all that. Anyway, angels are not saved. They've not been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Only the redeemed can sing this song. Thou hast redeemed us by the blood of the Lamb. Listen, don't get tired of singing about the blood. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And he redeemed us. He redeemed us by his blood. And how is he related? Well, he was the second Adam. That was the importance of the virgin birth. He became man. We just celebrated the Christmas and the virgin birth, and that was an important issue in God's economy. If he was born of the seed of man, there could be no redemption, but he was born of the seed of a woman. We understand that.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.